clarification in the laws of Mukseh. Maran clearly writes in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chet that animals, Ma'ale Hayim, are considered Mukseh. Not only when they're dead, which clearly they're Mukseh because they serve no purpose, but even live animals. So therefore the Aruch HaShulchan warned the ladies that are not aware of this halakha. In those days they had chickens that used to run around the house. And the ladies would, you know, pick up the chickens on Shabbat, not even thinking that they are Mukseh. But indeed, the chickens are Mukseh. For that matter, all animals, whether they're, you know, animals in the field or domesticated, they have the status of Mukseh. So the question then would be, for example, at the Shemirat Shabbat Kirchetaz, there's a cat that's sitting on the chair, and you want to sit on the chair on Shabbat, and it doesn't want to move. So you have to, you know, you can make a noise, and you can do all sorts of things for it to jump, but you would not be able to pick the cat off the chair to go sit on the chair, because the cat itself is Mukseh, and it's the highest level of Mukseh. The poskim discuss something we discussed previously in the daily halakha. For example, animals that are used by human beings, let's say for decorative purposes, like a fish tank. So there, the animal has a purpose. It's like a furnishing in the house. It's for show. So is the fish mukseh in such a case, and is the tank mukseh? Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igrot Moshe Or HaChaim Chelek Dalet Sof Siman Tet Zayin clearly writes that the fish is mukseh, and then he goes on to say that once the fish you call mukseh, so then you're going to call the tank a basis, and therefore you cannot move the tank. Again, a lot of the tanks are plugged in anyway to the wall, and if you move them, it's going to cause the plug to come out. Assuming you have filters and stuff, but no matter, just generic, simple plastic or glass tank that stands freely. Rav Moshe holds the fish is mukseh and the tank. That's the opinion as well of Achav Avayan Yabia Omer Chelek He Siman Chavav Halichot Olam Chelek Gimal Parashat Vayigash Ot Aleph. It's also the opinion of the Menuchat Ahava Chelek Aleph Perik Yudbet Ot Memchet. They all concur regarding that. And that would be the same thing by a parrot, let's say. Let's say you have a parrot that the kids play with. It doesn't matter, according to these poskim. The rabbis do not make a chiluk between, you know, something that's designated for, you know, use for children and playing with it. All animals are mukseh, and therefore the parrot would be mukseh, the singing parrot, as well as its cage, would be a basis for the parrot. There are some poskim that wanted to be lenient, that while the fish is mukseh, but they wanted to say that the tank itself is for furnishings, it's to make the house nice, especially these tanks that have gravel in it, and, you know, they make it pretty, and they don't look at the tank as a basis, because they look at it as all one entity. Basis is when you have two entities, and therefore they want to hold that the tank itself would not be a mukseh, even with the fish in it. So you'd be able to pick up the tank, let's say, and move it if you had to move it for some reason. That's the opinion of Rabbi Scheinberg, Alav Shalom. Rabbi Scheinberg's opinion is in a Kuntras HaMukseh that he wrote at the end of Sefer Shalmei Yehuda. It's also the opinion of the Shemirat Shabbat Kelcheta in Perech HaVzayin He'arat Sadivav, that brings from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Oyebach, that he wanted to say that's possible that the tank is not a basis. But again, our poskim, Chava Vajah, Alam Shalom, Menuchat Ahava, and Rav Moshe all held otherwise, and therefore the halakha l'maaseh, all animals are mukseh, even puppies that kids play with. On Shabbat, the puppy is mukseh. We don't say that since the kids play with it, so therefore it's designated. Designation, according to these poskim, will not help turn a Bale Hayim into a non-mukseh. So one has to be very careful. They have these domesticated, you know, birds flying around the house, and they touch them, they move them around, and they lift them up on Shabbat, puppies, cats, you know, dogs.
Rabbits,
whatever it be. And different domesticated things that people have. You know, Shabbat, they're sitting home all day long, they're playing with their animals. It's a problem. this is a clear transgression of the rule of mukseh.